Example 28. My husband is very sick. Example. The doctors are telling us that my husband is very sick, and they aren't suggesting any more treatment because they don't believe that there are any more medical alternatives. He's been dealing with this illness for a few years now, and I guess that as long as the doctors were still making suggestions, we believed he would eventually recover. But now we're both feeling hopeless and frightened. I don't know what to do, and I don't know what I should be saying to him. Should I continue to hold out hope for his recovery, or should I be preparing him and myself for his death? It's not easy to find your own balance when you're watching someone you care about experiencing the physical and mental discomfort of an illness. Even though you've lived with this man for many years and your lives are intertwined in so many ways, you have no way of really understanding his mix of vibrations between his day-to-day thoughts and the vibrations of his inner being. Only your own mix of vibrations is truly available to you. Family members often have such a strong opinion of what they desire regarding the illness of their loved one that they hinder more than they help. But it is possible, even under these intense conditions, to find and maintain your balance. And when you do, you help every time. You cannot think for your husband, and you cannot create his reality, but you can think for yourself, and you can create your own reality. And when you find your own true alignment, your power of influence is very strong. So, some might say, then I will find my alignment, whatever that takes, and then I'll influence my mate to his recovery. But we would say instead, I will find my alignment and therefore influence him to his alignment, and then he can do as he truly desires to do. There are big differences in those two statements. Sickness is always due to a vibrational imbalance. In every case, sickness means that an individual has a strong current flowing, but he or she is pointed upstream for some reason. As they ponder the problems of the world in which they live, most people think thoughts that cause internal resistance because often they're unaware of the vibrations within them. Even babies are influenced by these upstream vibrations as they acclimate to the environment that surrounds them. Scientists and doctors continually seek cures for the illnesses of their times, and so they offer a never-ending stream of changing options in medicine, treatment, and diet. But they will continue to lose more ground each year as more diseases are discovered than are cured until they come to the following understanding. Rather than seeking a medical cure for a disease, you must understand the vibrational cause of it, for there's not enough action in the world to compensate for misaligned energy. So, there's great reason for you to feel hopeful again about your husband's recovery, for now that the medical community has given up on him, he is now more likely to turn his attention to the only thing that really ever works anyway, the alignment of his own being. It's not uncommon for humans to wait until they have run out of action alternatives before they make an effort at aligning their own energy. And then when the recovery comes, the doctors pronounce it to be a miracle. But it's not a miracle at all. It is simply a realigning of thoughts, vibrations, and energy. Since whenever you know what you do not want, you always know more clearly what you do want, your husband has been adding to his vibrational escrow relative to his physical body in a powerful way for a while now, which means that his stream is moving very fast. In other words, the sicker people are, the more rockets of desire for wellness they're sending into their vibrational escrow. But as that stream moves faster, and their inner being calls them even more powerfully toward the expansion of wellness, if they don't turn and go in the direction of the wellness, then they become sicker still. You see how it works? So you could accurately say, the sicker I am, the more potential for wellness I've set into motion. It's actually easier to recover from something deadly than it is to get over something minor, because the deadly thing has put so much power in vibrational escrow. Your willingness to feel good is the only requirement. Since your husband is the only one who has vibrational control of his being, you cannot do this work for him. It is your work to maintain your own vibrational balance, even in the midst of this unsettling situation. And as you're able to do that, your power of influence will be very strong. Under these circumstances, you may easily find unsettling thoughts, but you must guide your mind to better-feeling thoughts, not for your husband's sake, but for your own. And then, when you are in alignment with your desire, you will have a positive influence on him. If you seek your own alignment, apart from wanting to help your husband, it will be much more possible for you to help him. But if you seek alignment so that you can help him, you will more likely be focused upon his illness. Therefore, you will not find your alignment, and so you will not be offering the powerful, influential vibration that is possible when you are in alignment. Nearly everyone you would meet would tell you that the way you feel is really dependent upon your husband's improvement. but we want you to understand that you must find a way to feel good, whether he gets better or worse, or lives or dies, for only when you're selfish enough to do that can you help him. Try to find some better feeling thoughts beginning where you are. For instance, I want to help my husband get well. The doctors say that there's no hope. I can't find my place because I don't want to give up, but I feel foolish holding out hope. I've gone from being terrified at the idea of him dying to being resigned that he is going to die. And I feel guilty about giving in to the idea of him dying. I feel that I should be the last one to give in. Feel the futility in trying to sort this out. Now turn your attention to something you can control. Try to improve the way you feel. Do not try to save your husband's life. Do not try to sort out the issues of life and death. Do not try to reform the doctors or make medicine better. Do the only thing that you can do. Improve the way you feel by deliberately choosing your thoughts. For example, some days I feel unbearable emotional discomfort, and some days I feel somewhat better. I do understand that my emotions, even in these extreme conditions, do vary. The idea of feeling relief from these debilitating emotions does sound nice. It does give me comfort to realize that it's not my job to change my husband's condition. This is helping me realize that there must be huge value in getting a handle on this death thing. It seems utterly illogical to me that death, which happens to every single person who has ever lived on this earth or ever will live on this earth, is bad in some way. I don't want my husband to die, but I do feel relief when I realize that it's not my job to change that. It feels good to expect to someday completely understand how our physical world meshes with the non-physical world. It does feel good to remember that we're all eternal beings. I feel relief in understanding that the death experience isn't one of separation. I'm so glad to know that our thoughts transcend the death experience. I like remembering that our relationships are eternal. I want my husband to find relief, whether he finds it and remains here or releases into his non-physical perspective. It's comforting to me to focus upon his finding relief. While we would not ask you to come to a complete understanding and resolution of the death subject, which has plagued humankind for such a long time, in one short looking for downstream thoughts effort, we will tell you that your vibration has substantially shifted here, and that is worth much more than most realize. Words do not teach, but life experience does, and as you find the true relief that's only possible by your deliberate directing of your own thoughts, you will radiate a different vibration that can influence the vibration of your husband. And with his desire peaked at its highest ever level due to the intensity of what he is living, then a little bit of allowing, as you and he both release resistance, can go a very long way. From your perspective, the best thing that could happen is you feel so much better, you help him feel so much better, his energies are greatly improved, his health returns. From your perspective, the worst thing that could happen is you feel so much better, you feel so much better, you feel so much better. He makes his reemergence into pure positive energy. He feels so much better. You will never know the wonderful power of your influence toward the well-being of all until you come into full alignment with who you really are.